Exclusive: Election Integrity Group hammers North Carolina Democrats for trying to keep Cornel West, RFK Jr. off ballot to protect Biden. By Bradley J. on July 8, 2024. Election integrity advocates are targeting North Carolina Democrats trying to block ballot access for third-party candidates in an effort to boost President Biden's flailing presidential campaign. The Fair Election Fund launched a $175,000 media blitz Monday, which includes ads targeting three Democrats on the North Carolina State Board of Elections maneuvering to block Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West from the ballot in the Tar Heel State. The media buy includes digital ads, mobile billboards, and 2D projections. The group alleges Alan Hirsch, Jefferson Carman, and Siobhan Millen are colluding to block the voting rights of North Carolinians. The timely ads launched the week the State Board of Elections in North Carolina is reconsidering its decision to block the two third-party candidates from the ballot after the three Democrats voted not to certify West and Kennedy a few weeks earlier under immense pressure from national Democrats and Biden's allies in Washington. The trio, who overruled the two Republicans on the board, made their ruling despite both Kennedy and West amassing enough petition signatures to qualify for the ballot. Democrats know Joe Biden's not up for another 4 years. But rather than tell the truth, they're tipping the scales in his favor, the ad's narrator says. The ad then highlights multiple votes taken by the board members this election cycle to block the pair of candidates and shield Biden from competition at the ballot box. Among the actions taken by Hirsch, Carman, and Millen highlighted by the Fair Election Fund. Hirsch and Millen both delayed the certification of No Labels as a party in North Carolina. All three Democrats voted to ensure Biden did not have any challengers in his primary in North Carolina. Millen voted to advance the challenge seeking to remove Trump from the ballot in North Carolina. Watch the ad here. The media blitz comes in the aftermath of Biden's disastrous debate performance as millions of Americans are increasingly concerned that Democrats and their media allies have not shot straight with them regarding Biden's alleged degraded capabilities. Democrats have scrambled to support Biden as he falls further underwater in polling. A Fair Election Fund senior advisor said in a statement, "Democrats have known all along that Joe Biden isn't fit to serve and doesn't have the cognitive and physical capabilities to win re-election. But rather than admit the truth, they are engaged in full court press to bail out Biden by eliminating his competition at the ballot box in key swing states across the country. Alan Hirsch, Jefferson Carman, and Siobhan Millen should be ashamed of doing the bidding of Biden's allies and disenfranchising the North Carolinians who made clear their desire to support Cornel West or RFK." The official continued, "Their assault on the democratic process must be reversed and we will continue holding them accountable until they stop the election interference and certify West and Kennedy." The Fair Election Fund will spend over $5 million in 2024 to spotlight fraud and abuse in our election system. It also created a whistleblower protection fund which can compensate those who expose wrongdoing. The watchdog group encourages those who want to contact the group regarding the NCSEB's decision to contact them either through email at info@thefairelectionfund.com or phone at 301-388-8733. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.